Chapter 6, The Silence of God. The Bible lay on the small wooden table in Elias's cottage, a silent, foreign object in a silent, foreign place. He found himself staring at it, the leather-bound book, a constant, accusing presence. He had come here to escape, to find a place where nothing and no one could reach him, but the old man's words, the priest's simple parables, and now this book, seemed to follow him like a shadow. On the fourth day, with a sigh of resignation, he picked it up. His hands, accustomed to the rigid lines of blueprints and the smooth feel of a computer keyboard, felt clumsy and ill-suited for the task. He opened to the first page and read, the words of Genesis, feeling like an echo from a life he had never lived. He tried to focus, to let the stories fill the void, but the words were just that, words. They held no power, no comfort. He felt nothing. He tried to pray. He knelt on the cold stone floor, the posture, an old muscle memory habit from his youth. He closed his eyes, searching for a presence, a sign, a whisper, anything. He began with a simple broken plea, a single word, God. But that was as far as he could get. The rest of the prayer, the confession, the plea for forgiveness, felt like a performance. He had no words left to speak. The silence that answered him was not the peaceful stillness of the village, but the empty, cavernous quiet of a life that had turned away. He was waiting for a voice that would not speak, a comfort that would not come. The silence was his shame made manifest. Later, he found himself walking toward the chapel. He saw Father Lucien kneeling by the ruined altar, his lips moving silently. Elias sat in the back, a silent observer. When the old priest stood, his eyes felt upon Elias. He didn't look surprised. "The silence can be the hardest part," Father Lucien said, his voice soft. "We think of God as a fire or a rushing wind. But sometimes he is the stillness. He is the quiet between the breaths." Elias shook his head. "I am not hearing stillness. I'm hearing nothing. I'm a man who broke a promise. I don't think God is interested in hearing from me." Father Lucien placed a gentle, calloused hand on Elias's shoulder. "He doesn't listen for the sound of our perfection, son. He listens for the sound of our brokenness. The most honest prayer is often the one we can't even say. It's the silence of a wounded heart." Elias walked back to his cottage, the priest's words a small, persistent ache in his mind. The Bible still lay on the table. He didn't open it again that night. He was still in the silence, still in the wrestling. But for the first time, he wondered if the silence was not a punishment, but a path.